my dad and them, they'd kind of make a game out of opening oysters. You know, I'd send them sit down and open them all day, and they'd open 25-gallon oysters, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And, but like I said, you had to do those things, you know. And it's just like picking shrimp, peeling shrimp, say you. Average person, in other words, sit down to eat boiled shrimp, you know. And they can sit there for an hour and actually not eat a quarter of a pound of shrimp by the time they peel them themselves. But if I had spent that long to peel shrimp, why, I'd have never made it, you know. So,
best thing about eating shrimp is you gotta eat it slow.
Well, that's true.
Eat it slow enough and build up quick.
Anyhow, there's ways to cook your seafood and stuff like that. I mean, that a lot of people don't know. And like boiling shrimp and boiling crabs. They used to, that was the jobs of the younger boys. What I mean by that is we would, my father maybe would, and uncles would go out and catch crabs, and they, them days they'd take a long line, and you'd bait the line with tripe, which is the stomach of a cow, you know, and of course it salt that down, and it's the most horrible smell, you know.
That's what I hear.
That you've ever smelled in your life, you know, and especially when you get around to where the little girl's paying attention to you, because that odor will hang on your hands, you know. And I can remember when we'd have to take those stripes and usually slit them, you know, and hang them on the wall, you know, and cut it up in little sections, and you make a loop in your line. You've got maybe a half a mile of line, you know, and every two feet or 3 feet, you'd reach and grab it and put a loop in it to put a bait. And then you'd stick a pole at one end and a pole at the other end, you know. And then you'd start at one end and you'd pick the line up over the boat, but beside the boat, kneel in the front, you know, and have a scoop net. Every time you'd see a crab, you'd just flip them behind you in the barrel, see? And you'd walk that line to the other end. Well, by the time you got to the other end, you know, you could turn and go back and run it again. Sometimes, if you wanted to, you could just sit there and wait a few minutes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you run it back the opposite way.
Yeah.
But if you pulled to the other end of the line, you know, I'd protect your baits. Wouldn't give them time enough to be gnawing on them baits, you know. You wouldn't have too many baits to change. See, so you kind of learned those little things. Hey, if I leave right now and get down to that other end before they have a chance to destroy all them baits out, that I, and then I'm going to have to replace them, you know.
Yeah.
And because you, when you got ready to pick that line up, you'd put it in a tub, you know, and you just call it where it'd come out, see. And then when you get back into the dock, you'd have to run it out of that tub into another tub, and every time you run across a bait that was missing or worn down, you know, eat down, then you'd put another bait on it, see. And then, like I said, that was usually done in the afternoons. And then you'd take and get all kind of soaps and dirt and everything else to try to get that odor off, you know, if you was expecting to go out and play hide and go seek with the little neighborhood girls, you know, you'd have to end up sticking your hands in your pocket. You know, what did you say?
Yeah.
All this in time.
Now, something squeaking in your car, you say you had to go do what to it?
Grease it.
Grease it?
Yeah.
Say, you got grease all over your hands, they're all
greasy.
Okay.